And welcome to Leftover Lunch. Today is June the 20th.
Yep.
This is the first time I've mentioned the date on Leftover Lunch. You know why I mentioned it?
Because it's important, I assume.
It's the first day of summer.
Boo.
What? Well, that's gonna change the course of this podcast.
Is summer your Tuesday of seasons? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, you're listening to Leftover Lunch. My name is Brody. To my right, I have Clark. To my left, I have Tyler. And to the far left, I have Kyle. What we're going to be talking about today, and hopefully you'll be able to join in us with this thought, is what do you enjoy about summer? That's what's going to lead us and drive us. I'm sure we're going to get off course somewhere along the way, but that's what we're going to go with. You're going to hear from us. You're going to see maybe what we enjoy specifically about being in Nashville and Middle Tennessee during the summertime. So that's where we're going to go with that. Anybody want to start us off? Tyler, maybe? Nothing.
Ooh.
All right.
That's good. I mean, yeah, I think one thing that I enjoy about summer, I don't know if sure. Were you being serious about starting?
No, I was just being sarcastic because you said right before we started, hey, don't start with me.
Well, I'd rather wait. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody, I'll be glad to start out unless somebody else wants to jump in.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I'm glad you're glad.
We're talking
to start
about
out.
Summer Kyle.
Oh, okay.
Not Summer Kyle, but Summer, comma, Kyle.
What's Winter Kyle like?
More bearded. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, what do you enjoy about summer, Brody?
Well, I was thinking about that before hitting the record button. And here, there's many, many things that I do enjoy about. I think one of the biggest things is just the longer days, which gives you the ability to do more outside.
Like mow?
Yeah, well, there is that. I don't mind mowing. Do y'all like mowing?
I love to mow.
Do you?
Absolutely.
You like a little Forrest Gump out there on a snapper?
Not on a snapper. Okay. I definitely get a little bit higher grade. When I'll be able to actually have a yard to mow in, I'll definitely get a little bit higher grade than snapper.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a sense of accomplishment, though. It's like, the yard was overgrown and nasty looking. Now it looks like a golf course.
So you don't.
I hope you don't
currently have a yard to mow.
No,
that's why he's saying
I
that.
Rent currently.
That's why you like mowing.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
No, I've mowed all my life. Like growing up in my parents' house,
I
was the one that mowed.
Mowing.
Dad was as soon as I was old enough to drive
the lawnmower.
Stuck
me on a lawnmower.
Exactly. Dad was like, "This is your job, son," and I loved ever since. Now weed eating, I don't like that part, but the actual sense of like making the yard look awesome, whether it's a push mower or ride mower.
That's what they got Roundup for.
Roundup.
just spray that around where you don't want to weed eat. Done.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like mowing sometimes, but I get tired of it pretty early in the mowing season. Like when it first comes around and it's time to mow, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get out here and mow this yard. Like first two or three times, I'm like you said, it's a sense of accomplishment. And you're yeah, man, look at this yard. But then it gets old pretty fast to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot of yard to try to keep up, and I've been doing a lot of push mowing this year so far. So right now, I do not like mowing.
Apparently, Clark's stomach doesn't like it either because it just said,
I don't see why you, anyways.
Listeners, I'm going to go ahead and confirm right now because I have some headphones on. If you run that back, you will definitely hear Clark's stomach.
The best thing about this podcast was before it started, Clark said that would not happen. Guaranteed it, actually. And we said, not so fast.
Yep.
Not so fast. What's that from?
I don't know.
Anyways.
So, summer.
What's summer?
So, there's mowing to do during the longer days, but there's also, I like grilling out.
Do you like baseball?
Hashtag Brody loves baseball.
I think that's been established on this
but that means
show so far.
More opportunity to play baseball, longer days.
Or other stuff besides baseball.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, grilling, definitely grilling. Do you grill with gas or charcoal?
Gas. Just kidding. I'm a man. I
grill with charcoal. Boy. I was going to say, I was extremely surprised when he said gas. Yeah. Yeah, I do charcoal as well. Charcoal. About you, Clark?
Charcoal. Every time.
Tyler?
Every time?
Every time. I mean, if it's raining outside, I obviously don't grill. I'll grill on the foreman.
Okay, so I just flashback because I wanted to go somewhere instead of where Clark was going. Flashback to the first episode of off-brand stuff. That's one of the things you don't go off-brand with, charcoal.
Yeah.
Does off-brand charcoal exist?
Yeah, probably.
But believe me, I know I've used it. Okay. It's not good.
I don't think I've ever sought out off-brand.
Go Kingsford.
Better go grab that blue bag. Yeah.
Or whoever else wants to sponsor us in the future, grab that brand.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we use both. We use charcoal and we have a gas grill too. I mean, you get home late, especially our commute from Nashville, it's just a lot easier. Like, if you still want to grill stuff, sometimes it's a lot easier to go ahead and just do the gas grill instead of the charcoal. And so we have both. I prefer the taste of charcoal, but for convenience, we do use gas pretty often.
And that's the point in doing charcoal. Taste.
Yep.
Because gas, like for me, gas, just never
mind. Gas.
Gas. We're not going to talk about that.
Says the guy with the stomach issues.
It's not. Anyways, just stop it, guys.
My grill has a gas igniter on it that you can use. So you can just put the charcoal right over the igniter and go out there and just a push button start. And it just, like, and it'll, you just let it run for about 5 minutes and turn it off. And then those charcoals are good, you know, to start burning.
That's
and,
a fancy charcoal.
So grill. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's a Weber. Holler at us, Weber.
It's a Weber.
But yeah, it's pretty good. But yeah, I like to grill a lot. I really like to grill. Yeah, that's probably, that may be my favorite thing about summer, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really may be. I'm not a huge fan of hot weather.
No.
And the sun and I don't necessarily get along all that well. So yeah, I'm not a huge fan of all that outdoor stuff, but I do like to grill. I like the long days, like you said. Mm-hmm. And being in Nashville, it's there's always a ton of stuff going on in Nashville.
I would say festivals, like, of some sort every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If not in Nashville, then at least, like, get out for a weekend drive in some of the surrounding cities, and there's always something going on. There was just this past weekend, what, the Taste of Music City Festival or something like that?
I know there was the RC Cola goes with Moon Pies. That's where my brain is. The Moon Pie Festival.
Yeah.
Yes. Was going on down in Murfreesboro.
Was it Murfreesboro? Because my...
Or Bellbuckle.
My mother-in-law went to Bellbuckle.
Moon Pie Festival. Only in Tennessee,
if you move to Nashville and have never heard of Bellbuckle, it's okay. Most people that have lived here their entire life have never heard of Bellbuckle. There's a reason for that. Unless you live in Bellbuckle, then you're awesome. But
how do you guys feel about Moon Pies?
I will eat one, but it is not my go-to snack.
How did you feel about Moon Pie when you were a kid?
I will eat one, but it was not my go-to snack.
Did you ever microwave them?
No, but I imagine that would be an expanding.
A little bit, yeah. But no, if looking at, you got two options of, like, southern, not really candy, right? But like two southern dessert sweet delicacies, snack, if you will, that are made from the area. You got the Moon Pie, which they're made, where are they from? Chattanooga?
Sure.
Something like that?
I have no clue where they originated. The Moon, maybe.
Yeah. So you got those, or you got the Goo Goo Cluster. Made in?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Between those two, I go Goo Goo.
I go Moon Pie every time.
Goo Goo.
I think I would go Moon Pie.
Attaboy.
I really craved Moon Pie the other day. We were at, I think we were at Bass Pro. We're at Bass Pro in their little convenience section there, and it was enjoyable. That's the first one I had in several years. Growing up, I didn't really have them that often. I didn't like them. Typically because the people that had them was like my grandma, so she had Moon Pies, but she also had fudge rounds.
Mm.
And it's hard to compete with a fudge round.
Yeah.
True.
And so,
yeah, I'll agree with that.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, hey,
Little Debbie.
So since we're on the idea of sweets and to go along with summertime, do any of y'all do any homemade ice cream?
Yes. We always had ice cream crinkins at our church growing up. So that was always a summertime activity.
Now, for those that are listening that are like, a what? Is that allowed at church? Please, like, explain what that is.
An ice cream crankin'?
Yes.
So it was a competition, what I considered a competition, amongst your churchgoers.
Oh, I'm sure it was a competition amongst them as well. There was some.
To bring in some homemade ice cream, and obviously to make homemade ice cream the old-fashioned way, you had to crank this
by hand
piece.
Little,
so that's why we call it an ice cream crankin'. But now they've got a motorized and everything else. Yeah. We'd always hand out prizes at them, but it was just a social gathering. It was a reason to make ice cream and eat a lot of it, mm-hmm. and that was what we did.
So one of my favorite things about summertime is the food, but really just the food that's in season during this time. So my wife loves watermelon. Mm. So watermelon is so good in summertime. And for the love, tomato any other time besides summer is just not good. I love tomatoes, but those summer tomatoes are really good.
I really wish that I liked at least one of those last two things you mentioned.
Grief, Brody.
I know.
You
know,
don't like watermelon?
I'll eat maybe one piece a year. I don't really care for it, but if it's just one piece.
What's the problem with it?
I just don't like it. I don't like melons of any sort. Like
me cantaloupe, neither. Me
like
neither.
Cantaloupe, watermelon, any of that stuff.
I don't like
cantaloupe.
I do like watermelon though.
Yeah.
I like them all.
And I don't. I think the reason I don't like it is because it reminds me too much of tomato, which I don't like. Just the inside.
But it's not.
The insides of it just have that texture. And it's juicy.
A tomato is more slimy than a watermelon.
Yeah.
So you guys don't like tomatoes either?
Yeah, I like tomatoes, okay, but I don't like watermelon or cantaloupe.
Do you agree that they're a lot better in summer?
The tomatoes, it is, not the watermelon.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I will say, because
Tyler's now happy.
To your point, Tyler, one of the things that I was going
to
mention
as well.
Sorry to
put so much emphasis on that. It's obviously not worth it.
No. Like, just, yeah, we hate what you brought up.
Now I feel like Clark. You're trying to steer the wrong way.
You steered it in a great way, because I was going to say, I love this time of year, just the freshness of food. Like, yeah, it's one thing to grill a meat, over charcoal, but I love even more just the freshness of food.
Can we agree on strawberries?
Yeah.
But that's
a
springtime thing.
It's summer, too.
No, you've already pulled out all your strawberries. Yeah, blackberries and blueberries are right now, man.
So,
come on now.
Summertime. Mention my grandma again. Her name is Meemaw. Hey, Meemaw.
Hey, Meemaw.
Hey, Meemaw.
That's my grandma's name.
Really?
Meemaw.
Well, her name is Cynthia, but I call her Meemaw. Okay, so we used to go to, in Smith County, Defeated Creek.
Yeah, Carthage. I know something about that.
That's where we used to go all the time for camping. And so they have a boat dock. But before you get to the boat dock, there's this separate grassy area where they had a ton of bushes, but they were all blackberry bushes. So we picked blackberries out of there. There were a ton of bees and wasps, though. Mm-hmm. So that could be a little tricky there.
What?
It wasn't yours.
Man, who was that?
It's moving down the line, I believe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, blackberries.
Yeah, blackberries are great. So,
and fresh vegetables. We actually visited my in-laws this weekend, and part of eating down there was we had some fresh vegetables from the garden. Daughter got to pick radishes for the first time and cucumbers and all that stuff, straight out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them young.
Hey, since you mentioned daughters, fireflies, lightning bugs.
Yes.
Catching those this time of
definitely
year.
Definitely summertime activity.
Lightning bugs.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, do you call them fireflies or lightning bugs?
Lightning bugs.
Oh, yeah. That's the official name. That's what they should be called.
Wait. So what is lightning bugs their official name?
Yeah.
No.
It is around these parts.
Yeah, for sure.
Call it like it is. Lightning bug. But I guess fireflies.
I just want to confirm that you were correct on Chattanooga and moon pies.
Oh.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That's it.
Knowledge coming at you from Leftover Lunch.
And producer Kyle.
Yes.
And Google.
And Wikipedia.
Yeah.
You mentioned going to your in-laws. So we have established pretty hardcore that I'm a Middle Tennessean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife and her family is from East Tennessee. So when you pass over...
That's not what I thought.
Nope. When you pass over the Cumberland County line going into Roane County is whenever you go into Eastern time zone. So in the summer, it's daylight until 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little pushing it for me, because I like to do stuff at night in the summertime as well. But if you like your long days, Brody, you think about moving to East Tennessee?
I just need to keep on.
Well, do you go to bed before 10 o'clock in the summertime normally? And that's why you don't like the light?
No, but it's if you want to do anything, though.
For instance, drive-in movie. That's a summertime special right there.
You got to wait a little bit longer.
Campfire, yeah.
You can have a s'more till 11 o'clock. Unless you want to do it during
the
day.
I'm not going to wait that long.
Oh, it's worth it.
I'll eat a s'more whenever. I don't care what time it is. I'll eat it whenever.
What about moon pie swirl? Swirl.
Swirl?
S'more.
No. I can't say that I've had
Have you had a moon pie s'more?
No.
Uh-oh.
It sounds good. My favorite kind of s'mores, instead of a Hershey's bar. Kyle, I'm sorry I'm taking up so much time here. But it's great knowledge. Earlier in one of the other podcasts, I said that you can tear off a hot dog bun.
There we go.
But Kyle's wife agreed that it was a great idea for that. So on this, do yourself a favor. Do you like peanut butter?
Yes.
Sure.
Replace
your country.
What in the world?
Stop it. Replace the Hershey's bar, the Hershey part of the s'more, with the Reese's.
Don't do that.
No, it's so good. It's the best.
Like a just a regular Reese's, not a Reese's mini or anything.
Well, just a regular Reese's cup. Uh-huh. Replace it with.
Can you bite through that? That's a lot of That's a pretty intense thickness going on s'more wise.
Of course you can.
I mean, if you bite through the cracker, you can bite through peanut butter.
But I'm saying a Reese's cup is thicker than a Hershey bar. That's the logic I'm thinking of. I'm talking about how thick it is. Like, you got to get your mouth around that.
Next.
Hashtag, got to get your mouth around that.
Whoa. Off the railways.
Yep. All right, Brody.
Mission accomplished. Got? So, long days.
Long days. Do y'all do drive-in movies?
I haven't been to one since college, so a while.
I enjoy drive-ins, but I make sure that the first movie is the one I really want to go to in case I need to leave early for the second one. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time you watch both movies, you're out of there like, 1:30?
It does get late.
2 o'clock sometimes. Yeah. Depends on where you're at. And so there's one really
near you, by the way, up in Franklin, Kentucky.
Yeah, no, there's one in Wilson County, the Stardust in Watertown. There's another one
in Franklin, Kentucky.
Yeah.
There was one in Gallatin when I was growing up, and it's no longer there.
There's
it's
one like a, in it's like a Lowe's your now. In-laws part of town, too, over there by Watts Bar, because we watched that in college. That's where we went to go watch the drive-in.
Gotcha.
Over by Watts Bar Lake. Can't remember where it was specifically, but...
Did you take your boat out there?
No, we did not.
That would be fun.
We drove to the drive-in movie.
Is there a section like for boats there right there on the lake? Okay.
I think there's still one up in Franklin, Kentucky. Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yep. Actually, about 3 times I said that.
Oh, cool.
Is that one you mentioned earlier and then mentioned again?
Actually, yes.
That one? Okay.
I was just trying to...
But Clark just sparked the idea for you.
I kind of stopped paying attention when we were talking about putting Reese's on the s'mores. But I'm back now.
Go try it. Everybody out there is like ready to try that, but you guys are...
Summertime. Fireworks.
Fireworks. Are your daughters fans of fireworks?
Yeah.
My daughter was not.
We've only had one go around with that so far, she was big into it.
Yeah.
And my wife's really into fireworks, and I'm kind of, whatever, but I don't have anything against them.
I enjoy shooting them off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like buying them.
No, they're pretty expensive.
Gosh, they are expensive.
That's typical Brody. Like, everything he just said, I knew what he was going to say. Yeah. Which is typically what he's going to say.
And we should actually get into the firework business is what we should do.
Yes.
Because the markup on those things,
it's outrageous.
It's like 80% markup when you buy it from a tent. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy I went to school with in college that he worked a firework tent. Obviously, 4th of July, New Year's, paid for his living expenses for the entire semester.
Yeah.
What?
But, yeah.
You can make. I know. I have known a family in the past who would spend about $5,000 or $6,000 a year getting into it, like buying up everything, and would clear 30.
No way.
Clear 30. That's all they did. Literally, that's all they did.
That's
they worked for
intense.
A month. And yeah.
I'm never buying fireworks again. Now I know that. Sorry.
Now I'm gonna see. Tyler knew me well. I'm going to see if he knows the next line of thought. You said that
use Bitcoin.
No. You said that I enjoy them, but I don't want to pay for them. So if I enjoy them, what is my option?
Mortar.
Making my own, right?
Oh. I thought you were talking about like your option that you select when you buy them.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't like buying them, period.
So you make your own fireworks now.
I don't, but I just now thought about it.
Oh.
No, I mean, I definitely made some concoctions with
some
the fireworks I bought.
Gunpowder, all kinds of fun stuff.
If you're within 60 miles east of Nashville, watch out. Brody could blow you up.
If you're within Wilson County, just stay out around 4th of July because Brody's going to blow something up.
It's not a bad idea.
To blow something up?
To make your own fireworks.
Okay. So are you going to do it?
We shall see. If I do, I'll record it and I'll put it on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
And YouTube. For
under Leftover Lunch.
Oh, man.
I'd like to welcome Clark Stomach back to the podcast.
Clark Stomach, how you doing? You talking quite a bit. I'm glad we can hear from you today.
What's up, girl? Please take that out.
No. Nope, yes. That is not getting edited out.
So real quick on the fireworks. If you're new to Nashville, you should know that Nashville has a really good fireworks show.
Yes. One of the best in the nation.
It's something, so I've been in Middle Tennessee my whole life, but my wife and I just recently moved to the Nashville area within like 30 miles.
There you go, Clark Stomach. Yeah, tell us about it. Glad you can meet our fifth.
At this point, you just can't help it. So we moved here, and for the last 2 years, I've really wanted to go watch the fireworks in Nashville. We've not had that chance yet.
Man, there's
wasn't it like 2 years ago they were ranked second in the nation behind New York City?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And there's a ton of people that come downtown to watch that, right?
Yes.
What's the best place to watch it? Have you guys watched it?
I've been here once, and we went over by the river near the Titan Stadium.
I would say definitely be on the opposite side of the river so that there's at least somewhat of an exit plan.
Yes.
I was in New York on the 4th one time. You got to see that fireworks show. Mm-hmm. It's pretty
cool. On the Hudson.
Yeah. They shoot them now, or then they were shooting them from the Brooklyn Bridge, and so it was really cool. We were just right over there pretty close by. That was actually our honeymoon right after we got married and we went up there. So, yeah, it was good times.
All right. Well, there's plenty more things about summer. We've talked about lightning bugs. We've talked about tomatoes. We've talked about moon pies and replacing chocolate with Reese's cups with s'mores.
Which don't do that.
Yeah.
No. Why?
All kinds of fun stuff that comes with summer. Today being the first day of summer, we wanted to bring that to you. So we're going to wrap it up here. And if you want to give us what you enjoy about summer, if you want to give us some more thoughts on that, let us know. Where can they reach us at?
We're on Twitter, @leftoverlunch _. We're on Instagram, @leftoverlunch _. Want to give a shout out to all of our new Instagram followers. Thank you so much for following us on Instagram.
Absolutely. Clark Stomach.
Yeah, Clark Stomach, thanks for joining us today.
Let's make a social media site for Clark's Stomach. Yes.
I think we're probably going to do that.
All right.
# Clark Stomach. Yeah, we're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. Check out the podcast on your favorite podcasting app and platform. Subscribe. We still need some ratings and reviews out there. So if you get a spare minute, go ahead and give us a little rating and a review. Even if it's a bad one, we'll take it.
Yep.
We might learn something.
True.
So, hey, thank you guys very much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Happy summer.